I am. Good morning.
Well, get us up to date. What's happening?
I will. I'm going to start with sort of an amazing story.
Yeah.
You may have seen Leo DiCaprio, our good friend.
Sure, yeah,
not really. I mean, he doesn't know me. I know him in a way.
Yes.
Stalking.
Right.
No, not really. Right. He had this strange man from an ex-Soviet country bury his face in Leo's, well, to say his leg, on the red carpet. Now, this man claims to be a journalist. He did the same thing to Bradley Cooper, even tried to kiss Will Smith some time ago. Will Smith slapped him. Leo is his latest victim, and Leo's publicist even had a tough time getting this guy off of Leo's leg.
Huh.
I know this is crazy, but in my sick mind somewhere, I want to believe that this guy is Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, there you go.
I do think, I know Putin's been very busy.
Yeah, right.
But wouldn't that be awesome if he was like, that's how we say hi.
That's how we say hi,
that's how we say hello. We just latch on, and seems like the opposite of really.
Right.
The warmth. But I just thought that was kind of it. So look, you can look up that picture. It's amazing.
Okay, you can't do it. Wow, weird.
Also, there's a rumor that Sandra Bullock might actually be dating her old flame from 1995 and my current boyfriend, ex-quarterback Troy Aikman.
Really?
Of course, Aikman was, for those who don't know, the incredible Cowboys quarterback. Now that he's divorced, the two might have rekindled. Sir said, quote, apparently love is in the air once again for the couple.
Wow.
I don't know if it's true, but in a related story, current Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo also tried to date Sandra Bullock, but sadly she just slipped through his hands. That is a football joke.
So it was a normal day for, Romo,
I jest because I love. You know that I love. And should we talk about this Twitter war with Ashton Kutcher and Charlie?
Oh, that's a biggie, isn't it?
So, I mean, it's going back and forth. You know, for those who don't know, like a week or so ago, Kutcher was asked, like, what do you feel about all this, you know? And he basically looked at the camera and told Charlie to, shut the blank up.
Right, yes.
So Charlie tweeted, quote, message received, my bad.
Yeah.
Hope you're good, XOXC, which is very mature.
Yes, yeah.
But 2 hours went by and Charlie then tweeted, quote, but newsflash, dude, which he spelled wrong.
Yeah.
You ever tell me to blank up ever again and I'll put you on a hospital food diet for a year.
Right.
Hashtag you feel me, Junior.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Now, no one's entirely sure what happened in those 2 hours to change his mind, his attitude, but I'm going to guess it rhymes with Brack-brocaine. That's going to be my guess.
Probably, yeah.
I will leave it at that. I'm sure there's a lot more to come.
I bet you're right. Yeah.
Team Aston on this one.
Oh, man, the feud is going. Come on.
Yeah. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.